Hello.
Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. This is Daniel, a certified credit repair specialist. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi, it's Regina with Am One. I have a client for you.
Go ahead, Regina.
It's for Matthew Stewart. He's looking for a $10,000 loan. Credit score is in the poor range.
Matthew is looking for how much, I'm sorry, Regina?
$10,000.
Any higher interest options available?
Yeah, he does have some high rate options. They were sent to his email.
Excellent. Okay. $10,000 with higher interest rate. Great. Okay. I'm ready now. Thank you, Regina. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. And thank you for the transfer. I'll take it from here. Hi, Matthew. Good day. This is Daniel from their Credit Pros, a certified credit repair specialist. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, bro?
Great. Okay. That's always good to hear. I'm doing good also here, working and helping more clients, I recall. Now, I'm Matthew right now. So right now, Matthew, you were transferred over because your credit score is not high enough to qualify for your loan of $10,000 with a reasonable interest rate, okay? So basically, that's why we are here to help you today, so you can avoid to pay back higher interest rate, okay? Or in this case, refinance and avoid to pay back the double of your original loan, okay? First of all, Matthew, let me ask you, what is the purpose of your $10,000 that you are asking for?
Wanted to keep current on all my current bills because our industry, I think we're going on strike.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to get that far behind.
Of course. Okay. All right. Now, is it the first time that you have applied for a loan or have you been denied before?
No, it's the first time. For what? I pay cash for everything that I own. Okay.
All right. So what is your credit score then, as far as you know, Matthew?
I think it's like 607.
Okay. All right. And while you have a low credit, what's affecting you? Any collections, late payments, hurdles on your credit, or what is it?
Well, there is one credit, one in collections that my lawyer is working on because the loan was paid off. And when COVID hit, I called, you know, like everybody, they all waived a month or two, you know, on payment. And they waived it, and then they came back after everything was done saying, you owe us interest payments.
Oh.
I said, that was not part of the agreement. Mm-hmm. And they said, yes, it was. I said, I got signed documentation saying, no, it wasn't. And so now it's in the process with legal.
Legal, okay. Okay.
And they keep charging compounded interest month by month since COVID hit.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lawsuit going on there.
Of course. I mean, that's not fair. Okay, so good luck with that, Matthew. Everything will be fine because you have the paperwork, so there's nothing to worry. Now, Matthew.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried.
Uh-huh. So, Matthew, right now, based on what I do understand, then, the only thing that might be holding you back is your credit, okay? Now, unlike other companies, we also work on every aspect of your credit, from disputing any questionable negative item that you have, to give you access also to positive credit as soon as possible also. So we could take a look at your credit summary to get an idea of how many negative and positive accounts are showing up. First of all, Matthew, let me ask you, are you employed at this moment or you are on a fixed income?
Employed.
Okay. Don't receive no disability, no nothing like that, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. So right now, Matthew, what I'm going to do next, I'm going to go and attempt a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary in order for us to get an updated look at your score and those negative items that you have. Now, I can assure you, Matthew, that this is just a courtesy pull, and it will not affect your credit score in any way, okay? And that we always use a special technology also to protect your information, just as your bank would, okay? So, Matthew is your first name, Stuart, your last name. Please provide me, Matthew, with your social security number, please.
560-73-2709.
Okay, thank you. Now, please provide me with your date of birth.
4867. Excuse me.
Bless you. Okay, you said 4667?
4867.
4867. Oh, nice. So happy late birthday, Matthew.
Thank you.
Now, last information that we need from you, Matthew, it is just your home address, please.
2979 Chippewa Avenue, Simi Valley, California.
Okay, your zip code?
93063.
Thank you. Okay, so right now, Matthew, my computer is giving me with a few questions for you. These questions are for security purposes, okay? It's just for verification purposes, okay? For example, first a question is, do you used to pay an auto loan like around 2014?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that with a lender with Harley Davidson or Liberty Finance or Nations Credit or the Associates? Do you remember? Do you have an idea? I mean,
I can't remember who my truck was with.
Okay. All right. Next question is, are you paying a mortgage?
No.
Next question is, okay, give me 1 second. It's loading now. Give me 1 second. Okay. 1 second, please. I don't know why it's taking forever here. Okay. There you go. Okay. Now, do you have any student loans? No.
Do I have any what?
Student loans?
No.
No. Okay. Give me 1 second. There you go, Matthew. I have in front of me your credit report now. Okay, Matthew. Now I see that your credit score at this moment is 508. 508. Okay. Now I also see Matthew here on your credit report affecting you. When was the last time that you look at your credit report? Do you know exactly what is affecting you?
No, I'm gonna look it up right now.
Okay, don't worry because
like
I can go to those.
I've had credit so long.
Okay. Okay. And don't worry because we are here not just to help you with your loan, Matthew, okay? We will also start helping you from today and on with your credit also, okay? We're going to be disputing all questionable negative items that you have on your credit report, anything that you feel that it is on your credit report, Matthew, as inaccurate, incomplete, or misleading, outdated, more than 7 years old, etc. We're going to go ahead and dispute those immediately, okay? That way you can refinance and avoid to pay by higher interest rates. So for example, I see something really old here. This is from 2006. Okay, this is a mortgage, okay. A mortgage of 2006 with Chase. You do remember this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one should not be on your credit anymore. I also see from 2014, Actually, it was your truck. It was financed with Harley Davidson here, okay? It was open on June of. Okay, so what is this Harley Davidson with a balance of $6,673? Does that sound familiar to you?
No.
Okay, look. It was open on June the 25th of 2014.
I turned that back in.
Oh, really? Okay, so that should not be on your credit affecting you, right?
It shouldn't be, no.
Okay, because it says that you have a balance of $6,673 here, okay? This is a collection affecting you at this moment. Now,
okay,
you don't worry. Actually, we can attack that one from, because it is more than 7 years old, number one, and number two, because, I mean, it's not supposed to be there. You don't recognize that on your credit report. I mean, you return that back, et cetera, right? So we have plenty of options here to help you with that one, okay? Don't worry. Now, next thing here, I see something from 2011, Verizon Wireless, that you have a balance of $102. Sounds familiar to you?
No.
It was opened on May the 19th of 2011 with Verizon Wireless, $102. Okay, let me just take my calculator here just as quick as possible just to let you know or give you an idea of how much balance or negative balance you have on your credit report affecting you. Sometimes we have a lower credit score because we don't know what is in our credit affecting. Okay, so for example, $6,673 plus Verizon Wireless for $102 plus what else is here? I see something from 2014 TXU Energy. It looks like there is a bill, a light bill. TXU Energy, it was opened on August of 2014, and it says that you have a balance of $69. Does that sound familiar to you?
No.
No, excellent. Okay. Plus 69. Next thing here.
2014.
Yep, 2014, really old. Okay. I see something from Capital One. It looks like it was like a credit card. Capital One, it says it was opened on March of 2015. Capital One with a credit limit of $1,700. Remember that one?
I've got one right now that's at $1,800.
Okay, no. So this is not the same as the one that you have at this moment, because this one, it is for $1,700. Okay, so we need to help you with that one also. Don't worry. I also see another Capital One for $500, the credit limit, and it says that you have a balance of $28. Capital One, it was opened on February of 2016. Sounds familiar to you?
That's current. Yeah,
that's current. Okay. Great. Okay. I also see next thing here. Okay. 2018 First Premier Bank. Looks like it was a credit card for $400, the credit limit, and it says that you have a balance of $576. Sounds familiar to you?
No.
Great. Let's go and add that one also. Next thing here. Okay, give me 1 second. Oh, what else is here? Oh, okay. Capital One. Okay, this is the one that you're talking about. Capital One, it was opened on May of 2019, and it says that the credit limit is $1,800, that you have a balance right now of $1,313. Sounds familiar to you?
Yeah, I'm going 1683 balance.
That's you. Okay. There you go. I also see something from 2021 here. It's called LVNV Funding. LVNV Funding. And it says that you have a balance of $2,190. $2,190.
Nope.
$2,190. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me add that one. $2,190. Okay. One second. There you go. Plus, last thing here, another from LVNV funding. It was opened on January, the 14th of January of 2021. And it says that you have a balance of $1,173.
No.
Okay. There you go. So though that is, okay, give me 1 second. What else? I'm looking right now. I see something from Chrysler Capital. It was on July of 2015. This must be your truck, right? With Chrysler Capital. It was opened on July of 2015.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who it was financed with.
So that is already paid off, right? So it should not be on your credit anymore.
Correct.
Okay. I also see Credit One Bank with a credit limit of $600. It was opened on June of 2016. No?
Credit One, no.
Uh-huh. Credit One. I also see, oh, okay, this is from 1997. JCPenney. August of 1997.
It's possible, but I don't remember. That could have been my wife.
Well, but it's more than 7 years, so should not be on your credit report anymore. Well, actually, right now, just as quick as possible here, my calculator here, it says that you have a negative balance on your credit report that you don't recognize, that should not be on your credit report, of $10,783, okay? $10,783. Don't worry. We're going to go and take action immediately here, okay? So, well, what I'm looking right now, Matthew, is that we can definitely go ahead and help you with this, okay? Look, this is the way that we're going to help you and all the benefit that you will receive from us. First of all, Matthew, okay, just give me 1 second right now, Matthew. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Thank you, Matthew. Okay, yep, so everything is fine. So right now, Matthew, this is the way that we're going to help you and all the benefit that you will receive from us. First of all, I'm going to send you an email here, okay? That email, Matthew, is going to have a link to your unique client portal, okay? What is a client portal? It is the access to our app called the Credit Pros app. In that app, that's where all our clients have access to their credit information from now on, to their credit report, and also the access, Matthew, to be watching us on what we're doing for you 24/7. For example, that's where you're going to be watching what negative items we already are in dispute, what negative items we already eliminate, and how is your real credit score improving and moving up in real time 24/7, okay? You're going to have the access to the three credit bureaus credit report, three credit bureaus credit score, including your FICO score, okay? Now, Matthew, the way that we're going to help you to dispute those negative items from your credit report is by using a federal law called the FCRA law that allows us to dispute any negative item that one of our clients identify as inaccurate, incomplete, misleading, outdated, like I mentioned before, more than 7 years old, or that you simply don't recognize why are those on your credit report affecting you. We're going to go ahead and dispute those immediately, okay? Obviously, Matthew, with the elimination of negative items from your credit report, plus paying back that loan that you're asking for back on time, every month is going to help you to build up a better credit score here, okay? So don't worry. Now, Matthew, here with us, one of the good things about us is that we do all the work for you. We're not like other companies that they make you do the dispute letters, or and then they send it for you, or they do the or they make the dispute letters and they send it to you. You need to send those to the three credit bureaus. And well, no. Here with us, number one, we dispute an unlimited amount of negatives all at the same time. So that means if we are disputing 12 negative items from your credit report, we're not going to do it like other companies, one every month. No, we're going to go ahead and dispute the 12 of them all at the same time, okay? That sent out in less than 4 days, starting today. And that's why our clients start watching updates as soon as possible also. Also, Matthew, here with us, we do all the work for you. You don't have to do anything. That's why each one of our clients are assigned to each one of our credit advisors here, okay? This credit advisor is the one that is going to do all the work for you. He is the one that will create right now the action plan to get the dispute letters out of the door and start working on your credit repair. And also, Matthew, an action plan, taking in mind that the main reason that you're doing this, Matthew, is because you're trying to qualify for a loan of $10,000, okay? So you can keep current your bills, et cetera, right? So he will help you right now so you can continue with the process with M1, okay? M1 is supposed to send you your lending option right now in less than 30 minutes so you can continue with the process. Just in case if they ask you, hey, Matthew, are you working on your credit? Like, we recommend you over to with their credit pros. Of course, you're going to tell them they're already working for me, okay? And that's it. So you can continue with the process and get the loan as soon as possible. Remember, it's going to be with a higher interest rate, right? And that is because you have a lower credit score at this moment. But you don't worry about that, Matthew, because that's why we're going to be working on your credit repair so that way you can refinance and avoid to pay back higher interest rate, okay? Or in this case, a $20,000, right? So now, Matthew, obviously, make sense so far, Matthew? So far?
Yeah, it's going to cost me.
Excellent. Okay, that's where I was going. Let's go for the best part right now, Matthew. This program, the regular fee for this program, without the discount that I'm going to give you right now, because whenever we get a transfer over from M1, we help this type of client with a discount here, with a $50 discount. Because this program, Matthew, the regular fee for this program, it is for a $149 and a $149 your month-to-month here, okay? But today I'm going to give you a $50 discount. That way you don't have to worry about the $149 never. It's only $99 right now to get you started today in the $99, the monthly fee here, okay? For the long as you want. Don't worry. Now, Matthew, do you
for
have
one
any
year?
Questions? Oh, no, no. Well, the average time for the average time for a client that has a 300 of credit score, the average time for them to reach their goals, etc., it is 6 months. That is the average time here, okay? But I'm talking with a client with really bad credit score, etc. And you wanted a 508, and most of the, well, as far as I saw, the 80% of the negative items that you have on your credit report are not yours, or should not be on your credit report. So, well, you'll be fine, okay? And one of the good things about this also, Matthew, we are the only company that doesn't make you sign a contract. There's no contracts, no obligation, no hiding fees, no commitment, no cancellation fee, no nothing here. What that means, Matthew, that you're going to be paid your $99 for the long as you want. Let's say in a few months, you're really happy with your 700 of credit. It's going to just say, hey, you know what? The credit pros or Daniel, thank you so much for your help. I don't need your help anymore. I can continue on my own. And you can just simply opt out of the program. In the future, if you get in trouble again, well, you can give us a call back again, okay? Don't worry, Matthew. Now, Matthew, any questions so far? Do you understand how this program is going to help you with your loan, is going to help you with your credit, with everything here? Questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me have your email, please, Matthew. That way I can send you the welcome email right now. I need to give you the access to your credit information from now on. And also, well, before I transfer you over to your credit advisor so you can continue with the process here, okay? Let me have your email, please.
Maddie, M-A-T-T-I-E. Lou, uh-huh. L-O-U, 17 at Yahoo.
Excellent. Okay, it's going to be Maddie, M-A-T-T-I-E, Lou, L-O-U, 17 at Yahoo.com.
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. Now, Matthew, do you usually use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover? What type of card are you going to use for the $99, Matthew?
Can we wait till we get financed on the loan?
Okay. Well, Matthew, that's why we transfer over to us first, because we have to get you started into the program here. That way we can start working for you and you can continue with the process with everything here, Matthew. But don't feel that you are the first client that is being transferred over to us today or yesterday. No, no, no. We've been doing this for 11 years now. We'd help their clients with their credit. That way, they can continue with the process of the loan, avoid to pay by higher interest rate, or simply qualify for the loan, okay? Matthew, so you don't worry. So if I do understand you're concerned at this moment, but trust me, this company is rated in a Better Business Bureau as an A plus rating. They would not lose or risk to lose their A plus rating just because of $99. Of course not. We are here to help you, and so you can be another client really satisfied with us, Matthew. Okay, this is the best option that you can do at this moment. Otherwise, like you mentioned before, probably, or this is the first time you've been denied before, or you're gonna hang out, or you're gonna try it with a different company. But you must know that lenders need a minimum required of 650 of credit score with no negative items on their credit report to qualify for a loan without help. Okay, but you have a 508, a lot of negative items on your credit report, and instead of they telling you, hey, you know what, Matthew, just come back whenever you have a 650. No. What they did is, okay, I'm gonna transfer you over right now to the best company here that can that we know that these clients are gonna have more than 650 to the credit pro, so they can start helping you with this, so you can continue with the process of your loan, get your loan with a higher interest rate. It doesn't matter, but they will help you so you can refinance and avoid to pay by higher interest rate, Matthew. So this is the best option for you. Don't worry. Now, Matthew, okay, so I was left on. I'm sorry. You give me one second. MattyLou17 at yahoo.com. Okay. Now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, prepaid card, a credit card, etc.? Any type of card with only $99 on it.
All right, MasterCard.
Okay, I'm ready when you are, Matthew.
5178-0593-3168-6718.
There you go. Expiration date?
4/27.
4/2027. And the security code, the CVV code?
682.
682. Now, please provide me, Matthew, with the billing zip code of this card.
93063.
There you go, the same one. Okay. So right now, Matthew, I will just need to go over our credit card and debit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process the initial payment to be charged today for a special price for $99 right now. So the standard procedure dictates a card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for the enrollment, but Matthew, we will never overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay? So no worries. Now, Matthew, once the payment is accepted right now, you will receive a welcome email. I'm going to ask you to open that email so we can continue with our process, and then I'll transfer you over to your credit advisor, okay? Also, once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee of not only $99 will start until the 30th or the 31st of May, okay? So there's nothing to worry anymore, okay? Now, give me one second, Matthew. It's loading now. There you go, Matthew. I would like to be the first one to welcome you to their Credit Pros family, okay? Welcome to their Credit Pros. So by now, Matthew, you must receive the welcome email that says, "Welcome to their Credit Pros." Can you confirm that for me, please, Matthew? Welcome to the Credit Pros. If it's not on your inbox, probably on your spam folder, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm
Welcome.
checking right now.
If you don't see it, I can resend that email right now.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Okay, let me resend that email right now. There you go. You must receive the email in 3, 2, 1.
There it goes.
Excellent.
I got it.
Great. Okay. It's going to say, "Welcome to the Credit Pros," and then it will say, please sign. Oh, no. It's gonna have a link on it, and it's gonna say login ASAP. Login ASAP. And it's going to have a link on it. You're going to click on the link. Can you see that?
Yeah, I clicked on it and
Great.
it's
Okay. As
sending.
soon as you, yep. As soon as you click on the link, it will take you to our agreement of service. Everything what we're going to do for you, etc. You're just going to click on the check mark and you're going to click next step. Let me know when you click next.
Yeah, select password.
Great. It's going to ask you to create a password. And then you're going to click next step. And then it's going to show your information, make sure that all that information is correct, the billing address, etc. And then it's going to take you to your credit report. Let me know when you get to your credit report, Matthew.
Okay, I'm at my credit report.
Excellent. Okay. It's going to ask you to select all the negative items that you want us to dispute. I already select all of those, okay? It was easier for me to select all of those. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just uncheck the one that you don't want us to dispute, okay? Take your time. Uncheck. So, for example, if you're paying your auto loan, obviously you don't want us to dispute that, etc. So, you're going to uncheck the ones that you don't want us to dispute. Also, Matthew, I saw a couple of those duplicate also. What did that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Let's say a capital one for a balance of $100, and then another capital one with the same balance. So that means that it's duplicate. So that should not be twice on your credit. Leave those
How about all
alone.
the ones that show negative account? Oh, they're all negative anyway.
How about what? I'm sorry, Matthew.
I have, there's so many capital ones. Which ones are current?
Well, all I can say is just worry about the newest one. Can you see the dates there? The open date?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. That I mean, you said that you only have like one capital one, capital one, right?
No, I got
Only
two.
one. Okay, two. Okay, so let's go. For example, the capital one, the one that is for. Second, let me help you on my side here. Oh my God, I already closed this. For example, the 2019 that is current. Can you see that May the 5th of 2019 with a credit limit of
No.
1800? That one is
No.
current, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not showing it on this end.
Oh, okay. It's not showing that. Okay, so probably must be on the other. Because I also unchecked that one because you told me that it was current. So probably that's why it's
Yeah.
not appearing. Take your time, and that is the final step here with me, okay? You're gonna click at the end. Okay, got it.
I'll just click OK.
Excellent, okay. That's the final step here, okay? All right, so right now, It's going to start building your dashboard. It's going to start giving you the access to your client portal, etc. Okay. So right now, congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. Right now, I'll be transferring you over to our auto credit advisor, who will be verifying that I enter all your information correctly. This will take this will take no more than 2 minutes, and it's really important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. Okay. Now, I want you to stay on the line. Don't hang up for the transfer. Just follow the instructions there, okay? Again, Matthew, welcome to the Credit Pros. I know that you won't be disappointed. That you're going to be in excellent hands with us, okay? It was really a pleasure to talk to you, Matthew. Don't hang up, please. I'll transfer you over right now, okay? God bless also. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew.